Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Ben Chamot Yerushalayim, is daf Ayin Vav.
And we are holding
on the third line. Tana Rabbanan. Harezi Gitech Amanat Shetishamshiyat Abba Shtei Shanim, Vamanat Shetaniki Et Bini Shtei Shanim. So these are the Tanaim that we've been discussing since the Mishnah. Here we find the Shita of Rabbi Meir about requiring a Tanai Kaful, and the Shita that we had of the Rabbanan before. We don't require Tanai Kaful. And so, even though, says this particular right, makes no difference, because the Tanai is not a binding Tanai. So, since I learned it out from Tanai v'nei God v'nei Reuven, if I don't spell out the consequences, both the positive and the negative consequences, then it's not binding. The Chachomim omri. The Chachomim say, no, only nitkayem aget, atanai ariz aget, v'im lav eno get. So this is the machlokas that we saw earlier about whether we need to worry about tanai kafu. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, how in the world can we say this? Ein lecha tanai b'ktuvim sheino kafu. That there's not a single Tanai anywhere in the Ketuvim, including the Torah and including the Nevi'im. We have the Tanai of Sota, for instance, right? That im shachav ishita, im shachav ishotach, im lo shachav ishotach. Those are all separate Tanai. I don't know if anybody's supposed to be joining us. We have the Tanai that Avram Avinu makes with Eliezer, right? So he spells it out, you know. Im lo ava, so then as tinakemi alati, and so on. We have even in Yeshayo, im tovu shmatem, tuva aretz tocheu, im temaneu miritem, cherev tuchlu. I mean, so it's like, there's no such thing as a Tanai that is in Kaful anywhere. Now, the court, there's no such thing as a Tanai not Kaful anywhere. Now, some learn that this is a response to Rabbi Meir, and some learn that this is a response to the Rabbanan. So, Ikadiyamri, that's how we understand this. Ikadma and Amri le Rabbi Meir Karmarle, Ikadiyamri le Rabbanan Karmarle. How do we do this? Ikadiyamri le Rabbi Meir Karmarle, Vachi Karmarle. What Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying is, you can't learn out from Tanai God Uvnei Reuven, because every single Tanai in the Torah is like Tanai Vnei God Uvnei Reuven, and therefore Havelu Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Keechad V'chol Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Keechad Ein Melamdim. So these four cases that we've mentioned are unique cases. So you can't learn out if you have specific cases being spelled out. Okay, that's one approach. Ikari, I mean, others are saying that on the contrary, he's taking Rabbi Meir's side, and he's saying this to Rabbanu. How the heck can you say that it doesn't matter if the Tanai is kaful or not kaful? So why don't we learn out from every single Tanai that we find in Kol HaTorah Kula? Hi, what about the problem of Shnei Ketuvim? Okay, so Rashi says, well, the Gemara goes through elsewhere at Tzrichasa on this, right? So each pasuk has, at least according to Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, has a specific reason why it needs to be there. Even though Tosa says, so that, let's accept that for now. All right, so now the problem is that we happen to have a braita that seems to completely reverse the shita tov here, for Amino. Ha-reizik yitech amanach tamshit abash teshanim, amanach taniket penish teshanim. What happens if the father dies during that period, or the child dies? So she can't be mekayim. Hey, no get, divrei Rabbi Meir, which makes no sense at all, because according to Rabbi Meir, since it wasn't a Tanai Kaful, apparently it wasn't a Tanai Kaful, so then it's irrelevant. The guy gave a get, he didn't make a Tanai, what's the problem? So this makes no sense with Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim afa pi shelo nitkayem atanai hareza get. Now this is crazy, because here the Chachamim are saying that yicholai shetomar lo ten li avicha v'ashem sheno ten li bencha v'anikeno. They didn't say that before that it would matter. They said only if the Tanai was mekuyam. I mean, if the Tanai wasn't mekuyam, the fact that there's a good excuse for the Tanai not being mekuyam, who cares? So Kasha to Rabbi Meir at the Rabbi Meir, and Kasha to Rabbanan at the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, it's not really a problem at all. Rabbi Meir, lo Kasha, you may have noticed that throughout this Masechta, we have not been Toreach to speak out a Tanai Kaful every single time we talked about it tonight. It's obvious that according to Rabbi Meir, we have to insert the Tanai Kaful, that's all. Tanai is not going to tell us each time. He just says, Almanad. So then, Enochinami, according to Rabbi Meir, this case was talking about that he was Machpil the Tanai. So, Lokash, Adam, but Lokafil the Tanai, and Ocha, but a Kafil the Tanai. And Rabbi Meir was just saying, look, if it says stated in the first case, if it says stated that there was no Tanai Kaful, it's not a binding Tanai. Rabbanan ad Rabbanan lo kasha, because it doesn't identify who the Chachamim are here, and let me tell you who it is. The Chachamim here is the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And we, as we learned yesterday, kol akava she'ina himena, as long as the problem is not her causing it. So like she's been such a completely impossible person that the father refuses to have her come into the house, I mean, then that would mean that she violated the Tanai. But since over here the Tanai was laharvacha, right? So he said, well, it's not her fault. The father says he doesn't want her. Certainly if the father dies, it's not her fault. As long as it's not coming for her, he understands that all of these tanim are not meant letzure. They're meant laharvacha. If they're meant letzure, fine. I mean, then you got a problem. But he really needed the services for his old father. If his old father's no longer alive, he doesn't need the services. And ipso facto, the tanai is essentially mekuyam. As we said before, libet Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Tana Rabba. Suppose a Marla Biflin Shnayim, Areze Gitev, Avadachet Shabshita Abashte Shanim. So let's say, he brings two witnesses, and he says, okay, I just want you guys to know, I'm not ready to give her this get right now, but when I do give her the get, I'm making it very clear right now that it's been given on condition that she takes care of my dad for 2 years. All right. Then he goes over to a different occasion, he goes over another two witnesses, and he says, V'chazer v'amala b'fnei shnayim, he says, here's your get, and now I'm going to give it to you. And it's amanach t'tni l'matayim zuz. You got to give me 200 zuz. And he gives it to her. Now, there's been two separate...
She gives it to him. Huh?
He gives her the get.
Oh, the get.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we have two separate tna'im in front of two separate sets of witnesses. These tna'im do not build on each other, because there's absolutely nothing in the second Tanai that is maskir the first time, nothing in the first Tanai that is maskir the second Tanai. So each set of Edim will be made. The one that she gives the 200, she calls in those Edim. So did you see him give me a get with the 200? Did I give him the get 200? Yes. Is this a good get? Yes. Thank you. So therefore, she has her choice. Whatever she wants, she can do. So lo bitel divrei acharon atarishon, did he ever mityaches to what he said before? No, he didn't say a thing. That stands. I'm not violating that. I'm offering her an option. You know, okay, here's a get if you give me $200. Or, you know, here's a get if you're Peshava Shava. So therefore, ratzta, I mean, she could choose whatever she wants and use those edim to be mafil the get. All right? So ratzta b'shamashto, ratzta notenet lamatayim zuz. But suppose he says to her in front of two Aiden, I raise a gitech, I'm not to name them at times. So give me $200, you get the get. And then he says in front of two witnesses, this is your get if you give me $300. All right, so now obviously, I raise a gitech, I'm not to name the shlosh meot zuz, he has changed his mind. At this point, he is being mityachetz the first deal because he's adding more money now. So now, obviously, bito divrei acharon et harishon. And what's important to note, is that ein echad min ha-rishonim v'echad min ha-achronim mitstarfim. You cannot have witnesses coming into court and one witness from the first Tanai and one witness from the second Tanai, and she comes into court with her get and she wants to get married, you know, and the rabbanut says, well, there's two witnesses over here that say there was a condition in the get. She says, well, what are they saying? Well, one guy says you needed to give $200. One guy says you needed to take care of his dad. Says, well, where's your two witnesses? There aren't two witnesses. So therefore, those witnesses are not mitzarif at all. They're not talking about the same thing. So as far as the Bezdin is concerned, she has a get without any kind of tanaim. And she's got a get in her hand, so it's obviously a good get, right? Now, what was that referring to? Aye. Wait, one sec. Let's first finish it up. Aye. What case was it referring to? We say that. I mean, on the last case? Like when he said $300? That's ridiculous. I knew you were going to ask that. So I mean, that's ridiculous. The first ones don't exist anymore. He was Mavato, the first one. So obviously it doesn't help to bring somebody where we have witnesses that say that he didn't stand by that. And if it's referring to the Reisha, well, they're two different sets of Tanaim. How could you possibly put together, I mean, there's Kimura over here. You know, you've got to get with what? A half of the 200 shillings and a half of the 2 years? I mean, it's a joke. Pshita. It's not a joke. Because Ma'ad Tema, call it Kiyume Tnoim, it's starving. But the Besdin doesn't have to know the details. Besdin says to her, we have two witnesses that there was a condition attached to this get. So what's the condition? We don't know what the condition is because we only have two witnesses that there is a condition. We don't have two witnesses about what the condition is, but we need you to bring proof that there was that you fulfilled the condition, whatever the condition was. So I might have thought that, okay, essentially we're just trying to bring proof that there was a condition attached, and that would be enough. Then the Besdin would have to search out for witnesses that knew the condition and that knew that it was fulfilled. Kamash, well, they're not mitzaref at all, because they're not talking about the same thing. And now a word from our esteemed president, who has been practicing all Shabbat, to say with a full heart.
Dr. Heiliger Mishnah.
See? You can tell it's got all that Shabbos energy in it. Harezeh gitecha im lo bati mikanat shalshim yom. Now, this is a tonight that is contextual. Im lo bati, what is that supposed to mean? Well, what happened is v'hayolech miyudah legalil. This guy's on a trip. He's going on a trip. And he tells his wife, look, if I don't come back within the next 30 days, this is your get. And he's on his way from Yehuda to the Galil. Okay? Now, once he gets to Antiparis, and he decides, I'm not going any further, and he comes back within the 30 days, you know, that's it. He can't use this get again because he got to the Galil and came back within 30 days. At least this is what we think it means. The Gemara's going to change it. But what we assume it means is that Antiparis is the beginning of the Galil. If he hits that town, he went to the Galil, and he came back before 30 days were over. So that means this get with this Tanai is canceled. It's not about that. So obviously, the whole thing, once he's Mavato the Tanai. Okay. Suppose he says the opposite, in the context opposite. He says the same thing. But in this case, he was traveling from the Galil to Yehuda. So then, if he gets to Kfar Otanai, which we assume means the Gvul of Yehuda, and then he comes back within 30 days, there's no way he can use this get anymore because it was built on this event. So now, you know, what is the meaning of the get anymore? The get was dependent on this Tanai. There's no way to be Mekayim this Tanai anymore. If he wants to give her another get for a different Nisiya, that's fine, but this gets tonight, there's no way for him to be Mekayim. That's a bottom. And same thing would be true. If he said, Harezeh Giteich, if I'm not here within 30 days, and this time he's on his way to Chutz La'aretz. He gets all the way to Akko, which we assume means he already hit the beginning of Chutz La'aretz, turns around, comes back home, that's it. Can't use this get anymore. It's Batal Tana.
Akko in this case is still Eretz Yisrael?
No.
It's
not. Assuming that he came. Well, all of these cases were assuming that the place mentioned was the beginning of where he was headed to. And therefore, the context which says that the meaning of if I don't come back within 30 days means from my trip to the Galil, from my trip to Yehuda, from my trip to Chutz La'aretz, had he turned around before he ever got there, then fine, nothing has happened. We wait until he actually makes the trip, maybe a year later, whatever. And at that point, if he takes 30 days, the get will be chal. But over here, since he already made the trip and he came back in less than 30 days, then there's no way that this get will ever be kosher because it was built on a tzai that you can't be mekayim, right? That's what we think. Reze gitech kozman she'avor mekeneged panayech 30 yom. This is your get the moment that I've been away for 30 days. And he keeps traveling. He comes every week, goes, works in his office, and flies back for Shabbos, you know? Well, not quite. Turns out he never went home. However, lo nitachet ima, since he hasn't come back home, hareze a gate. And of course, that makes no sense because he didn't say anything about coming home. He just said, if I don't come back, right? Where's going to ask about this? So, as it turns out, the whole Mishnah means something different than what it appears to mean. And the way we discover this is by asking the obvious question about the geography. And that is, Akko is Eretz Yisrael. It's not Chutz Laaretz. Antiparis is Yehuda and not the Galil. Kfar Otnai is the Galil and not Yehuda. So something is terribly wrong with the way that we understood the Mishnah, obviously. Well, once that becomes clear, then we're going to have a different interpretation. And so that's our simple question. Says the Gemara Lememra, you're trying to tell me that Antiparis is the Galil? I mean, it says exactly the opposite. It says for Amini, it says Beferish in a Breita. Antiparis is in Yehuda, and Kfar Otnai is in the Galil, and the distance that between them is no man's land. You know, so we have no idea the distance between Kfar Otnai and Antiparis. We would not know what the din would be in a case where a guy went to that if he had made it tonight like this. You know, so he hasn't gotten to Kfar Otnai yet, but he's passed Antiparis, and it's a suffix. Did he get to the Galil or did he not get to the Galil? Therefore, he was Vata the Tanai or not. So then, Matilin Oto the Chumra. So then we have to be Machmish, she's Mugureshet in terms of being Asur to a Kohen, but she's not Mugureshet in terms of being Muteret to anybody. We're going to need another get. So it's the exact opposite. What the heck is going on? How does our Mishnah say the opposite?
So she's
Muteret
to a Kohen?
Asura to a Kohen, Mechumra, and as...
Oh, yeah. She's divorced.
She's divorced, but she's Asura to marry anybody because she's not divorced.
She has a number of them.
Yeah. She's got both Chumras. Omer Abaye, look, says Abaye, you guys don't understand what's going on over here. It's not the case that you thought. There were traits naik, Omer. Now, here's another beautiful case where the Gemara has introduced the Mishnah with the case mentioned immediately before, where a guy made two separate Tanaim. That's exactly what this Mishnah is about. Not two tanoi, two tanai. There were two conditions, right? Likes to keep you guessing, you know?
You mentioned that earlier, kaful, is this any...
No, not kaful. Okay. No, kaful is yes and no.
Yes and no.
Double time, yeah. So what happened is like this. He wants to make a trip to the Galil, right? And his wife is very upset. And she says, I don't know what's going to happen. You're going to get to the Galil there. Things are unstable. I don't think you're going to get killed there. And I'm going to end up being an Arguna or whatever. This reason you can't go. Or she, and even if you never make it there, I know what happens to these men. They disappear for 30 days every year from them again. So he says, look, I'm going to give you a get. That if I end up going to the Galil, then I'm going to be the guy. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm giving you a get now. And if I don't come back for 30 days, I'm giving you a get now. So you don't have to worry about my disappearing, right? Or you can hope I disappear. Anyway, but the point is, so that's what he's saying. He says, look, imatina le Galil. So if I get to the Galil, then they get a skull right away. Then you have to worry about my getting murdered in the Galil. And if I don't get to the Galil, then imishtaina burcha tlat in yuma. If I spend 30 days on the road and I don't come back, it should also be a get. Now you don't have to worry. You know, stop pretending you're concerned something's going to happen to me. Something's going to happen to you. I said, we'll take care of the problem right now. So therefore, the Mishnah was saying exactly the opposite of what we thought. Higia la Antiparas v'chazar, he remained in Yehuda the whole time because Antiparas was at the edge of Yehuda. So he never got to the Galil.
Still in Yehuda and not in
the Galil. So there, since he never made it to the Galil, the Lola Galil Mata, and he came right back home, so that's the exact opposite of what you thought. And of course, the same thing is true in the inverse of Kvaro tonight. And then, and he was heading to Akko. He was heading to Medinat Hayam, and he gets to Akko. Ask him, what? You mean to tell me that Akko is overseas? And of course, we're going to say the same Teretz, so we're just going through it, right? So the memra the akol would be nothing. I'm kind of amr of safra kavim miftar rabbanim ha'adonim. When the talmidim who lived in Eretz Yisrael used to be malava the chutzniks who were coming for the, you know, the programs in Eretz Yisrael, so they would be malava them back home up to Akko, but they wouldn't walk them past Akko because it's usher for a ben Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz. So, but they did go to Akko. So ki avim aftiri rabbanim me'adari ba'akko avim aftiri mishum da'asa l'tzeit mi'aretz l'chutz Laaretz. Amar Abaye, same answer. There were two separate conditions, right? He said, if I go overseas, then they get a schar right away. If I don't return within 30 days, then if I'm taught to Yom HaVolatina, an altar should be a get. He comes to Akko and he turns around. Okay, so he did not get to Medinat Hayam. He comes home right away. So, but that's what the Mishnah is saying. Okay, well, what about this weird last piece? And then he keeps coming back every week. And then, so why is it again? Hello, Avar. He never was Avar Mipanayich, right? He never was away for more than a week at a time. He said 30 days. What's going on? Remember, Ravuna, you understand. Panayich is just a euphemism. It means if I don't sleep with you in the next 30 days, am I correlate Panayich? Lishnam al yanakat. Panayich meaning your intimate areas. That's all he means. So that basically, the fact that he comes around and so on, that doesn't interest us. Rabbi Yochanan, nah, cut it out. It means exactly what we understood. The panay, by the way, it's Nogei our Parsha. This is im ein panecha hochim al ta'alenu mizeh. So the question is, what is panecha over there? Panecha means intimacy. Right? That's the whole point of panecha. Yeah. It's like major in the whole, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so over here, it says Rabbi Yochanan, it means if I don't see your face, it means, okay? And then it says that what? Rabbi Yochanan says, does it say that she's divorced? No. Where does it say she's divorced? It says it's Harei Zeget. Does it say Harei Migureshet? Absolutely not. Nobody's suggesting she's divorced. Okay, so what are we talking about? We're talking about whether this get can be used. That's what we're talking about. So the court, why wouldn't the get be usable? Because it would be a get yashan. Because if the guy had been miyachid with her during that period, remember, you cannot give a get after you've been alone with the woman, because you might have impregnated her, and then people will say that the child was born before the get was given, because maybe you'll give her a get 3 months later, 10 months, whatever. So people will say, aha, her divorce took place, aha, what a little, you know, so okay, fine. So in that case, we want to make sure that basically the get should not be a get yashan. Right? So they won't know what happened over here. We don't want it to be a get yashan because the date of the get is the year before. You know? So I understand if she was divorced. I've got that. One of my kids, they made a mistake on the venture. Right? So they put 1992 instead of 1991. And the kids were born in 1991, but they were only married in 1992. And everybody's like, wait a minute, how old are you? It's a mom should get Yoshin kind of situation, you know.
According to my New York marriage license, my wife and I were living together before.
Okay, it's not as bad as the kids. Yeah. We're only worried about the kids. Right. Okay. Standard. So that is the Rabbi Yochanan. As my son Sheffy has that also, because he's got a 21-year-old, and he's how long have you been married? I've been married, 19 years. Yeah. That's his second wife. So anyway, the guys in Shiva always ask, "Well, I wasn't so frum in those days."
That's very Sheffy.
So that's the only problem. That it, and by the way, we actually have a bright that says exactly that. Tani kavati Rabbi Yochanan, arei ze giter kol zman she'avor mineged panayich, shloshim yom, and ayolech ba'olech ba. And here is the crucial thing. So obviously it's talking about whether the get is a kosher document, not whether she's megureshet. He never gave it a get, basically, right? Okay, so because there was no, he hadn't even begun being Mekayim the Tanai, we just want to make sure that there was no problem of a get yashan. So the Mishnah is saying, I already said get, it's still a good get. Mashenkin, in the other case we're talking about, there was not a good get because the Nesina had been based on a Tanai that couldn't possibly be Mikuyam. So it makes perfectly good sense what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Isn't it? It never said in the Mishnah that she's divorced. So since lo nityachinima, the get yashan en choshishin. Asks the Gemara, v'lechu shema pies, why don't we have to be afraid that he was mephias her? So Rashi learns, and this is Machlokas way back in the beginning of the Masechet, between Rashi and Tosfos, what does it mean, dilma pies? Rashi learned shema pies means that she basically had made up with him and so on, and because of that he was nityachid ima. So if it was nityached ima, then we have a serious problem because the Baal can always be ma'ar on the get. Anyway, wherever Baal can be ma'ar again, he said, no, I was nityached ima. That's what Rashi says, which implies that there's other issues over here besides get yashan. Tosfos says, look, it's very simple. Dilma pies means that because of the fact that he's coming back and forth all of the time, so it could be that that's the idea of even if he supposedly is away, right, that maybe he was mitpayes all along with her, and in order to assure that the get should not be a get, he, even though we didn't see him, but he makes certain, it's like, you know, these people want to make sure their visa is good, you know. He wants to make sure his visa with his wife is good, you know, if he comes in for one day to Cyprus, you know, but that way the get would never be good. Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, Tosfos says, why are we saying we're afraid maybe PAs? Why aren't we afraid that he was there and we didn't see him? And how are we supposed to know whether the guy was there or not within Shnei Masar Chodesh? But he couldn't have come in for one day? You know, but we know exactly where he was? He says, no, that's the point. Shema PAs is that question. How do we know he didn't come in? So, why aren't we Chodesh? Omar Rabba Barvuna, Omar Abba Mori Mishmei de Rav, it won't help, you see, it won't make any difference, because he had originally made the Tanai at the time of the Masir of the Get, including the words Ne'emenet Alai Lomar Shalobati, which means that it won't help, because the Tanai is that if she says that I didn't come home for 12 months, then the Get is Chal, not if I didn't come home. And therefore, we're not interested in the fact. We're not interested in Shema Pies, because he made it dependent on her. It's a fine. So then it's a Mekuyam. Now, Ikeda Matin La Matinitin. Some have this whole conversation directly on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, after all, one of the cases in the Mishnah was that he died, we're going to have coming up here, in which he died within the 12 months. So he says, Imlo Bati Mikanat Shnema Sokhodesh, who made gate. They would say, why aren't we afraid that before he died he made up with her, and in fact he had shown up according to Tosfos, or that he had been with Yachedima? Omer Rabba Baravuna, Ochi Omer Rabba Morim, Mishmei de Rav. And here, this is where Rav was quoted as saying, it's only true if he had made the Tanai by adding Ne'emenet Alai Lomar Shalobat. Now, if you feel that it's necessary to say this Tanai in order to understand the Mishnah, where the guy died, and we have no idea that he was coming back and forth. I mean, in the case we had in the bride, he was coming back and forth. I mean, there obviously we have to be concerned about Shema Pies. So, Kol Shekein HaBraita, then of course you have to worry about the Braita. Because if in a case where he didn't come, which is in the Mishnah, and he ends up dying, anyway, we have to be chayish, and it's only because he said specifically that she's nemenet alai koshekein in the brighter, where the guy is always traveling overseas, and we know that he comes back and forth. So over there, for sure, we should have to be chayish shema pies. Fine. But if you need it on the brighter, that doesn't mean that you feel you need it on the Mishnah, because, I mean, in the case of the Mishnah, the guy was never known to have returned. So why should I say I would need, but I'm going to be chayish shema pies from what? Before he died, he never came back. I mean, what exactly is the chashash? Maybe we don't know about it, that he came back. I mean, that is unreasonable. So if the Lashon, the first Lashon, is correct, that this entire mimer of Rav was quoted on the Braita, then it wouldn't even be necessary in the Mishnah. There is no chashash of Shema Pies in the Mishnah. Okay, so Rashi's broader approach to Shema Pies in terms of maybe he was mityached as opposed to ba makes sense in terms of the Braita. In terms of the Mishnah, the Shema Pies is that he maybe came back. Zokt, ready?
Zokt, the Holy Commissioner.
Hareze gitech im lobati mikan vat shnei masar chodesh umeit betok shnei masar chodesh. Now, if a guy says, this is your get, if I don't come back in 12 months, within the next 12 months, and he ends up dying within those 12 months, since he didn't say the get should be chal now, so it's mashba that what he was saying is, if I don't return, then the get should be chal. But over here, he cannot say the get should be chal because ain get la'achar mita, right? So, therefore, it's not a get. But had he said arezik itech me'achshav im lo bati mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh, and he died within the 12 months, well, then it's a good get. He was b'kayim the tanai. The tanai was that he wouldn't come back. He never came back. And that moment that he'd given the get was chal then, retroactively. So what's the problem? Then it's a good get. Now, let's take a look at some other language that we've spoken about earlier. The guy says that im lo bati mikan ad shlemes chodesh, kitvu utnu get liishti. Now that means I want you to write a get if I don't return in 12 months. But what these guys did is they wrote the get right away, or within the 12 months. But they only gave it after the 12 months, and they figured that would be okay because the guy doesn't want us to do the divorce. No, it's not true. A no get. He never empowered them to write a get during the period that he was away. He doesn't want his wife to know that he's thinking about giving her a get or whatever. So once they, you get to the sofa, people sign him, that's terrible. That definitely he did not empower them to do. But suppose he said it differently. Suppose he says, Kitvu utnu get lishti im lo bati mikan vachnei masar chodesh. Write and deliver a get to my wife if I haven't come home within 12 months. Now, that could mean write whatever you want and deliver a get to my wife if I don't come home in 12 months. Or it could mean only write and then deliver after 12 months. So then it's a machloket. If they were cut for betok shnei masar chodesh and they were not only achar shnei masar chodesh, the Tanna Kamma says, well, it's still not a get because the condition of achar shnei masar chodesh was going on both. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not. It's actually kazeh get. Katavo li'achar shnei masar chodesh v'natnu la'achar shnei masar chodesh. And then umeit. So in the case, we didn't say mi'achshav. So then, when did they write it? They only wrote it after 12 months. Well, they can't write it if the guy had already died, right? So over there, imaget kodem lemita. So if they had written the get before, so then it would be a good get. But imamita kodem et leget, a no get. And im eno yadua, if we don't know, when or not we're going to see that, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't matter because if he says me'akshav or not, because manu shishtar mochiyat, as we know from before. Vimena yadua, zo isha amru megureshet ve'ena megureshet. So here, we will have a suffix. Yeah, the Gemara says, Tana, that even in this last case, even in that previous case, where he just says, the first case, below Bati Bikan, he dies, he never said Me'achshav, nonetheless, Rabotenu iturli nasei. She's allowed to get married. How does that make sense? And here's the whole thing we had earlier. Man Rabotenu, Amr Abiyana Mashmon. Well, it's that modern Orthodox Besdin, the one that was Sharu Mishra. They said you're allowed to buy non-kosher milk, you're allowed to buy oil from Goyim, which was a contradiction to the earlier Gezerah. And you're not allowed to buy oil off of Goyim. And the reason that they paskin that it's a good get is because they held like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, as we saw in the Mishnah holds, this is Manu Shal Shtar Mochiachalav, that even though you don't say Me'achshav, the date in the Shtar is the Me'achshav. Whenever it's dated, that's when you want the get. Amr Baba, Bredr Priya Barav, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, This Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya that we're referring to, now don't get confused, it's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, who is the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who is the son of Rabbi, he was a grandson of Rabbi, and he was the one that was Meira this way. And you should know, nobody agreed with him, and nobody went along with his psak. Lo hodu lo kol siyato. And some say, kol shato, as long as he was living, nobody agreed to his psak, but she was muteret. So it was a pretty chutzpahdika psak. And to be relying on Rabbi Yossi in this case. Now, as Tosis points out, it may well be that this whole discussion over here, first of all, does not necessarily mean that that's what Rabbi Yochanan personally holds. Because otherwise we've got a little bit of a problem with the psak, because we ought to pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, but we don't. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't say he doesn't hold it psak. He's just reporting that a lot of people disagree. He himself may agree, number one. And therefore, this is not a question of passing like Rabbi Yochanan. And furthermore, remember that, because this was the whole discussion, whether Halacha Rabbi Yossi or not, which we had earlier, remember that there were different stages of whether Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, we paskin if it's written in the Shtar. But over here, it wasn't written in the Shtar. So maybe they were just arguing about if it's not written in the Shtar, whether it would still be Zman Oshel Shtar Mochiach Halacha when he makes it tonight after 12 months, right? So then does the Zman Oshel Shtar, even though I didn't talk about the tonight, maybe there it's not. Because even if Rabbi Yochanan is arguing, it may be only in that detail. Okay, anyway, getting back to the case. Now, Rabbi Lezer met this old man, who's Saba, you know, some say that it was Leonov, as usual, you know, and he asked him, Kisharitua, when they were matir her to get married, were they matir her to get married right away? Because, I mean, the guy died, and therefore, if he died, he's not coming home. Since he's not coming home, why do we need to wait till the end of the 12 months to find out if he's coming home? It would be pretty unusual for him to go home. In which case, we could say that since now this is supposed to go back to May Akshav, we already know. Because this is one of those strange events in which we know the future. So we know that, well, 12 months from now, he will never have come home. So then she should be Muteris now. So will we matter her right away? Or did we wait L'Achash Nemesar Chodesh? So was the idea of a year, La'alta Sharitua, we were matur immediately, Da'aloat, he's not going to be coming home. Well, Dima La'akash Nemesar Chodesh Sharitua, because that's the only way that the Tanai was Mekuyam. Not that we really need the Tanai to be Mekuyam in real life, suggests Tosfos, but because the issue is that people will get confused. Not everybody knows that he died. They know that he went away with this Tanai of 12 months, and all of a sudden they see that we were not there to get married. So it isn't a question, according to Tosis, it isn't a question whether there is a difference if we peek into the future to define the past or not. In any event, the Gemara asks, I understand, why did he ask this old man? You know, why didn't he, I mean, he's asking about Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, he could have asked about the Mishnah, right? The same exact case we had in the Mishnah. So, Tibay l'chamat nitin. When the Mishnah said, Me'akshav im lobat mikanat shlemer zarchodesh, who made betok shlemer zarchodesh, the Mishnah says, there is a get, but it doesn't define when it was a get. So why didn't he raise the question right then and there? So he should have said, is that a get immediately? La'al teravi, to'alo ati, of course he didn't. He would have asked it on the Mishnah, you know. But the reason that he asked it this way was because that old man was there. That's the point. If he's going to ask it on the Mishnah, who's going to answer? Everyone is going to say their opinion. I want to know what the opinion is. I want to know what happened. So therefore, Mishum Dahavi Ba'u Ma'aseh. That Ahu Saba was there in that Bezdin. And so he was asking, practically speaking, you were there. What happened? Were they mater right away? Or did they have to wait? Amar Abaye, it's very simple. We're not talking about the way you understood it. We have trade tonight. He's giving separate tonight. He said, look, if I actually go to Galil, then it's a get right away because you're so frightened, you know? Okay, it's allowed to have a gita. If I disappear for 30 days and I'm on the road and I don't come back, then after 30 days separately, it should be get, two separate tonight. So therefore, he gia la antiparos. He never got to the Galil. And he comes back within 30 days. He never was away for 30 days. So over there, he never got to Lola Galil Mata. And furthermore, lo ishtai na mishtai tlatin yume. Batotana. How raised the gitechem labati mikana troshbiyom when he was going to Medinata Yam and he came to Akko. You're trying to say that Akko is called Medinata Yam, Kaime? Nibiom Rav Safra avi miftri abonami adari ba Akko avi miftri. Bishop Dosselot said, Meretz Chutzors. Obviously, if they came to Akko, then Akko must be in Eretz Yisrael. Om Rabbi, no, this is also trade tonight, Om Allah. Imatina levedinata yam, la'alta avigita. And even if I don't, imishtena burchat latin yuma avalatina, also avigita. Since he never went past Akko, he was only megila Akko, and he got back before 30 days, so then lola medinata yam ata, v'lo ishto yenam ishto et latin yumi, and therefore batot no. Harezik yitech kozman she'avor v'ol lo avar, Amr of Unanom, when he says Panayach, it's a euphemism for Tashmish. And therefore it says, obviously it promised her that they're going to have relations. They didn't have relations, and it's a get. Amai Korle Panayach Lishnamalia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No, it means exactly what it says. Panayach Mamash. The Mishnah never said that she's Bugureshet. Why don't you read carefully? All it says is Arei Zeh Get, in contrast to the original cases where you can't use this because the Tanai was Botel. Arei Zeh Get, Koma. What's the problem? The problem is you might have thought it's a Get Yashan, right? So it's not a Get Yashan. The law have a Get Yashan, v'chachim halo t'lat in yume at any point, whenever that happens. So now the Get clicks in. And in fact, Tani Kavati Rav Yochanan and Bright Arei Zeh Gitech Kozman She'avor Mekeneged Panayach Shloshim Yom, and I Olechuba, Hel V'lo Nityachein Ima, which is the problem of Get Yashan. It's Arei Zeh Get because the Get Yashan and Choshin Sherei Lo Nityachein Ima. So clearly, it's only a reference to the instrument of the divorce, not to the actuality of the divorce. Exactly as Rav Yochanan had said. But why is there indeed no chasha shema pies? Omer Rabba Baravun Achyam Rabba Abba Mori Mishmeder Rab. But Omer Ne'emenet Alay Lomar Shalobati. So you can imagine La Amat Nitin. Me'achshav Im Lobati Mikan Vat Shlema Zachodashum Beit Petok Shlema Zachodash Arei Zeh Get. How do we know? V'leichu shema pies. And this version has Rabba Baravun is saying that his quote from Abba Mori Mishmei Rav was on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is talking about the case Borman Emenet Alay Lomar Shalobati. So if you learn you need to say it on the Mishnah, and only if there's such a Tanai, is it okay? Koshken and Abraita, he's traveling back and forth, there's much more of a reason to say Shema Pies. Ma Matin Abraita, Vala Matitin, Halo Atam. I mean, what do we have to be Chayesh? Nobody has any knowledge of his having come. Katvu, kitvu, utnu get lishti, im lobati mikana shlem sechodesh. And they were katvu betoch shlem sechodesh, v'not nun liach shlem sechodesh, eno get. And Rabbi Yossi says, kaze get? Kitvu, laach shlem sechodesh, v'not nun liach yud beis sechodesh, and he had died. We have to find out whether he had died before they wrote it. So, ima get kodem l'mitar as a get. Imita kodem et l'get, eno get. V'imenu yadu et. So then we have this problem. As we shomru, begureshet v'ena megureshet. Tana, rabotenu, he really not say in the first case, even though he didn't say me'achshav. Man rabotenu, am Rabbi Yonah Meshmo, that's the beidin of the show Mishka, and that's because Savra like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds here, zman ha-shashtar mochiach alav. Om Rabba, b'breidu b'chi barav, om Rabbi Yochanan, This whole story was the Maisa with Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, who was Benosh Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. He was the one that made this hora that she was Muteret, even though it didn't say Mi'afshav. Nobody agreed to him. The Lohod Lokosiyato, some say, no one agreed to him for the rest of his life, Korshato, about this issue. Omele Rabbi Lozer Lahu Saba. Let me ask you something. Kisharitua. La'alta Shritua, Akshav is a Chodesh Shritua. Was it La'alta Shritua? Because the guy is certainly never coming back home to Haloati. Because you need to be Mekayim tonight. I said, why was he asking about the Maisa with Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya? He could have asked exactly the same question on the mission itself, no? I mean, so now you can ask, what does the Mishnah mean? Does the Mishnah mean la'alter? It's a get. Does it mean la'alter? Does it mean la'alter? Of course, he would have done that if he was talking to somebody else, but he's talking to Ahu Saba and Mishum Da'ave Bahu Maisa. At least it was that the Saba was in that Besdin. That's why he was asking him. It was a practical question of a historical event. The fishalo amar la im teshamshim lo teshamshim teniki im lo teniki you need it tonight kofful divrei Rabbi Meir vechachomim amrim nitkayim atnai if nitkayim atnai harizeh get but im la they don't get you don't need it tonight kofful Rabbi Shimon Gamliel amar what's this discussion about ein lecha tonight biktuvim sheino kofful now yikad yamri he was saying that to Rabbi Meir yikad yamri was saying it to Rabbanan kamalei yikad yamri the Rabbi Meir kamalei vach kamalei. Since ein lecha tnai biktuvim sheino kaful, so now how can you learn it out of tnai b'nei God of b'nei Ruvain it shnei ketuvim aboim keachad? B'chol shnei ketuvim aboim keachad ein melamdim. Ikri amil rabbanan kamalu v'achi kamalu. Ein lecha tnai biktuvim sheino kaful, how can you argue about it? V'gam rina minayim. Ramina. Harei ze gitecha manat shetam sham shiyata ba shtei shanim manat shetei nikit bedi shtei shanim meita av o meita ben eno get divrei Rabbi Meir. So obviously suddenly he doesn't need a tnai kofu. V'chachomim omrim af o pishelo nitkayim atnai harei ze get before the rabbanan said only if mitkayim atnai harei ze get and they say af o pishelo nitkayim harei ze get yechola yishetomar lo ten li avicha v'ashem shenu ten li bincham v'nikenu. So how do we explain this? Kasher Rebbeinu Rabbi Meir, Kasher Rabbanu Rabbanan. The Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir lo kasha. Because the fact that it doesn't say the Tanai Kafel doesn't mean that that's the case. How come that case, the original case in the Brights, was a bit all Kafel of the Tanai, and here we're talking about a bit of Kafel of the Tanai, is perfectly consistent. The Rabbanan Ad Rabbanan lo kasha, because the Rabbanan here are referenced to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, remember, always tainted that wherever it's lahar vacha, so then it's fine. If you don't need it, you don't need it. And therefore, kol hakavash einai mena, arizeget. Tana Rabbanan. Amarla b'fnei shnayim. Harezeg yitecha menat shetisham shiyed abba shteshanim. V'chozer amin v'teisham harezeg yitecha menat shetitnili matayim zuz. Those are two completely different tanaim. One has nothing to do with the other. Lo bitel divrei ha'acharonet harishon. And she could get that get either way. Rotzta b'shamashto. Rotzta natenu matayim zuz. Aval. Amarla b'fnei shnayim harezeg yitecha menat shetitnili matayim zuz. V'chozer amarla b'fnei shnayim harezeg yitecha menat shetitnili shalosh meyot zuz. Well, then obviously, bitel divrei ha'acharonet harishon. In any event, any echad of the Eidim, min harishonim, and echad from the Eidim ha'achronim, cannot be mitztarev. Now, what is that referring to? Obviously, they can't be mitztarev, that doesn't count. He was mevatel it, I'd be tell. So it's got to be going back on the ratio, but then it's rather obvious, isn't it? No, because ma'ad etema kol kiyumei tznoi, it's mitztarefim. Bottom line is, this is a get with a condition attached, gamash malan, even that not. And that defines the condition. And therefore, Gialati Patras, of course, and with the Benin Shloshim Yom, but El Tanao. Now the context was, and he gets to Kvaro Tanai. So then, if he comes back within 30 days, finished. He already is Mevatel that tonight. And in this case, the context was that he was very noyla from Medina Sayyam, and he was a Yela Akko, and he comes back within 30 days. Same thing. But what's now? Wait, this mission makes no sense. Antipatris is not in the Galil. The name of Antipatris is the Galil, I think, I mean. Ramiho, it says Beferish in the Brayta. Antipatris is in Yehuda. Kvarotnai is in the Galil. Those are the edges that we know about. Now, the distance between those two, we're not sure. So, Benatayim, Matilina Tolachumra. Mugurashit ain't a Mugurashit, so you have to be Machmel Gabi Kohen, but she certainly have to be Machmel Gabi Yeshesish. Amrabai is very simple. We're not talking about the way you understood it. We have trade tonight. He's giving separate tonight. He said, look, if I actually go to Galil, then it's a get right away, because you're so frightened, you know? Okay, so I'll tell Avigita. If I disappear for 30 days and I'm on the road and I don't come back, then after 30 days separately, it should be get, two separate tonight. So therefore, he gia la antiparos, he never got to the Galil. And he comes back within 30 days, he never was away for 30 days. So over there, he never got to Lola Galil Mata. And furthermore, lo ishtai na mishtai tlatin yume, bato tana. He was going to Medinat Hayam and he came to Akko. You're trying to say that Akko is called Medinat Hayam Kaimet? Obviously, if they came to Akko, then Akko must be in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi, no, this is also trade. And even if I don't, also Avigita. Since he never went past Akko, he was only the Gila Akko, and he got back before 30 days, so then Lola Medinata Yamata, Volo Ishto Yenam Ishto Itati Yumi, and therefore Batot No. I raised it, he takes Mancha Avor Volo Avar, Amravuna No, when he says Panayach, it's a euphemism for Tashmish, and therefore it says, Harelonit Yachirimas, obviously it promised her that they're going to have relations, and have relations, and it's a get. From my Karli Panayach, Lishnamalia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No, it means exactly what it says. Panayich Mamash. The Mishnah never said that she's Mugureshet. Why don't you read carefully? All it says is Areza Get, in contrast to the original cases where you can't use this because the Tzai was bought up. Areza Get, Amar. What's the problem? The problem is you might have thought it's a Get Yashan, right? So it's not a Get Yashan. The law have a Get Yashan, v'chachim halot lat in yume at any point, whenever that happens. So now the Get clicks in. And in fact, Tani Kavatid Rabbi Yochanan and Brayta Rezi Gitech Kozmancha Avor Mekineget Panayim Shloshim Yom, and I Olechuba Hovaloni Tachinima, which is the problem of Get Yashan. It's Areza Get because we Get Yashan and Choshichrei Loni Tachinima. So clearly, it's only a reference to the instrument of the divorce, not to the actuality of the divorce. Exactly as Rabbi Yochanan had said. But why is there indeed no Chasha Shema Piyes? Omer Abba Baravun Achyam Abba Mori Mishmeid Rav, but Omer Neemenet Alay Lomar Shalobati. So Ikan Amati La Amatniti. Me Achshavim Lobati Mikan Vat Shlema Zachar Shum Beit Petok Shlema Zachar Shareid Zegeid. How do we know? Veleichu Shema Pies. And this version has Rabba Baravun is saying that his quote from Abba Mori Mishmeid Rav was on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is talking about the case of Omer Neemenet Alay Lomar Shalobati. So if you learn, you need to say it on the Mishnah, and only if there's such a Tanai, is it okay? Koshken and Abraita, he's traveling back and forth. There's much more of a reason to say Shema Pies. Ma de matin ha Abraita, va matitin ha lo ata. I mean, what do we have to be chayashike? Nobody has any knowledge of his having come. Harei ze gitechim lo bati mitan vat shlemes ha-chodesh umeit betoch shlemes ha-chodesh. Eino get. הרי זה גיטך מעכשיו, אם לא באתי מכאן ועד 12 חודש ובית בתוך 12 חודש, then הרי זה גט, כזה יסד מעכשיו. אם לא באתי מכאן עד 12 חודש, כתבו תנו גט לאשתי, כתבו בתוך י' בית חודש, ונתנו לאחר י' בית חודש, אינו גט, כזה יסד בפרש, that it's not a get. כתבו, כתבו, ותנו גט לאשתי, אם לא באתי מכאן עד 12 חודש, and they were כתבו בתוך 12 חודש, ונתנו לאחר 12 חודש, אינו גט, and Rabbi Yossi says, Kazeget, Kitvo lachar shtemes achodesh, we don't know lachar yud beis chodesh, and he had died. We have to find out whether he had died before they wrote it. So yima get kodem lemitar as a get, yimita kodem et leget, hey no get, vimenu yaduot. So then we have this problem. Vizvish omru begureshet veina megureshet. Tana rabotenu, he really not say him in the first case, even though he didn't say meachshav. Man rabotenu amar Rabbi Yonah Mishmo, that's the beidin of the show mishka, and that's because Avril Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds here his manush shtamochiach alav. Amar Rabba breidur b'chibar av amar Rabbi Yochanan. This whole story was the mice with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was Benosha Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. He was the one that made this hora that she was muteret, even though it didn't say miachshav. Nobody agreed to him. Some say no one agreed to him for the rest of his life. Kol she'ato about this issue. Omele Rabbi Lozer lahu sahaba. Let me ask you something. Ki sharitua la'alta shritua achshav is a chodesh shritua. Was it la'alta shritua? Because the guy is certainly never coming back home to Haloati. Well, do Malachish and Masar Chodesh Shiritua because you need to be Makayim tonight. I said, why was he asking about the Maisa with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? He could have asked exactly the same question on the Mishnah itself, no? I mean, Tiboyle Masnis, Meachshavim Lobati Mikan Vachne Masar Chodesh, who made Betok Shri Masar Chodesh, how raise a get? So now you can ask, what does the Mishnah mean? Does the Mishnah mean La Alter? It's a get to Haloati. Does it mean Lachish and Masar Chodesh? Of course, he would have done that if he was talking to somebody else, but he's talking to Ahu Saba and Mishum Da'ave Ba'u Maisa. It was that Ahu Saba was in that person. That's why he was asking him. It was a practical question of a historical event.